Bava Mitzia, Perek Vav, Mishne Gimel. Hasocher Esa Chamor Lalicha Bahar. If somebody rents a donkey for the purposes of taking it on a mountainous area, Vaholicha Babika, and instead he takes it, walks it in a valley, or Babika, if he hires the donkey to be used in the valley, Vaholicha Bahar, and he takes it into the mountain area, Afilu zo eser milin, vizo eser milin. Even if the distances are the same, they're both 10 mil of mesa, and it dies, chayav. The renter is liable for the death. And that is because since he changed, he was made the change that was not in agreement with the person he rented it from, we are going to presume that the reason it died was because of the change in atmosphere. An environment that is different in the har than it is in the mountain, than it is in the valley, or vice versa, and it's not necessarily what the animal is used to. And that's why it died, and because he changed, he is liable. Now, hasocher es hachamor v'hivrika. If somebody rents a chamor, a donkey, v'hivrika, and it goes blind, o shenaseis angaria, or it is grabbed and taken away by government or pseudo-government authorities, omer lo, so the person who owns the chamor can say to the person who rented it, harei shel chalafanecha, you have what you rented, I'm not obligated to do anything for you. Now the Mefarshim explain that there are exceptions to both of these ideas, and that is when the chamor goes blind, the only time the person who rented it to him does not need to give him another chamor is only if the rental was for the purposes of the chamor carrying things that would not break. But if he rented it in order to ride on it himself personally, or to put on it things that would normally break if it were to fall, then the person who rented him the chamor has to provide him with another chamor. Also, when it comes to the angaria, if it's been taken by the government or the pseudo-government officials, that's only in a scenario where this is a common issue, and the Tiferes Yisrael explains. If it would be an uncommon occurrence, then he would be liable. And the reason if it's a common occurrence it's okay is because that the understanding is that when people rent things, they know that this is one of the risks that they take. And therefore, he can say to him, Harei shel chalafanecha, you have what you rented, and you have to figure out how to get it back from the authorities. However, the Mishnah continues and says that Mesa Onishbara, if the chamor were to die, or it was to break a bone, etc., chayav lahamid lo chamor, then the person he rented it from has to give him a new chamor. Hasocher es hachamor l'holicha bahar v'holicha babika. If somebody rented a chamor for the purposes of going on the mountainous area, and instead he went in the valley, imech lika, it doesn't die, but if it slipped, then he's putter, because slipping in the valley, if he slipped in the valley, he would certainly be capable of slipping in the mountainous area, which is more likely to slip. V'imhuchama chayev. However, if it got overheated in the valley, so then it's his fault for having put it into the valley, and therefore he is chayev to pay the owner of the chamor, because it's his negligence by taking it into the valley when that was not the agreement. Laholicha babika baholicha bahar, if he rented it for the purposes of taking it into the valley and took it into the mountainous area, imechalika, if it slips, he's chayev. Then the renter is liable for his negligence of taking it into the place where he did not agree to, because it slipped, and slippage happens more primarily in mountainous areas. It wouldn't have happened necessarily if it had gone into the valley. Vimhuchama pater, however, if it got overheated, then he's pater, because that's more likely to happen in the valley. And if this happened in the mountainous area, it certainly would have happened in the valley where they had agreed upon his usage. Now, however, in Machmas HaMala, however, if it gets overheated specifically due to having the strain of going into the mountainous area, then he's liable, because then it's clear that the overheating has to do with being in the mountainous area, and it would not necessarily have happened in the valley, and therefore he is liable, the renter is liable for the damage to the animal.